Blog Talk Radio.
We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down,
I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're moving, grooving.
my gosh. Facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
The rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.
Telling me don't hang around. It's been but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, hello everyone. This show is brought to you by the Seed of Abraham Ministries, helmed by the Bishop T. Turner. And if you need...
about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I said, you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, huh, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear this? When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine! Oh!
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. There's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise.
Righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, Don't you know I would lose my way? But for the fact that I feasted to my satisfaction.
Yeah.
He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Green pasture. It's a green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous.
No, no.
I'm a child of the King.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my Father says the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof belongs to me.
Yeah.
Gold and silver are mine.
Yeah.
And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand.
Yeah.
Just for charity.
Yeah.
Nothing pitiful.
Wow.
He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still water. Uh-huh. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine.
Uh-huh.
It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink? Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. So the way is, I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul.
Yeah,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and His goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me. The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me. If David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already weapon. It wasn't money. It wasn't military power. It wasn't chicanery. It wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel.
Well,
here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath. Outside in the town of Shukah at the valley of Elah. With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain. And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well,
and this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head, Saul's own sword in his hand, Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his strength and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul. And how Saul sought to kill him. And how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south. And another company closing in from the north. And another one from the east and another one from the west. And there was no escape for David. And God whispered to a spider. And told David to run in a cave. And told that spider to get busy. And web up that cave. And when the soldier got there, God is my shepherd.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. No better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time. time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Thank you.
Father, open eyes that we may
church came.